This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, the 30th of January, I'm Doug Steffen. This happens to be the D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V as in Victoria program. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, well equipped to deal with whatever things that are developing technically that may have a problem attached to Victoria's line or Jennifer's line. She's well equipped to keep things on the up and up. So she's equipped. Victoria's equipped. Jennifer, are you equipped?
I'm trying.
Over?
Sure. All right. Well, 110 million Americans are threatened right now by the polar vortex, which has taken over. I think 75% of the country is feeling a cold, cold, cold weather this morning. There are life-threatening temperatures across the United States and in the Midwest specifically that are impacting all of these Americans. Extreme cold, record-breaking temperatures are blasting North Dakota to Missouri and into Ohio after this powerful snowstorm pounded into the region earlier in the week. We're hearing temperatures that are almost unheard of. 75 degrees below zero was reported in Grand Forks, North Dakota on Tuesday morning. So these temperatures are so cold, they're saying it's the coldest weather in years, and it's putting a lot of people and animals through the Midwest in the United States at risk for hypothermia and frostbite because it can happen in just minutes in temperatures like this. So there are places around the country that are losing their heat because the power is going out. So you've got people who are stuck inside with lost power. They don't have the generators to help keep things going. The big concern is for animals that live outside. For instance, there was a big warning about cats, feral cats in North Dakota. They're just freezing on the streets because there's just no place for them to go. And right now, 8,000 residents are without power in the Twin Cities metro area. It's pretty incredible to see that these numbers with these temperatures are kind of going in combo with each other. So really tense times, I think, for people who are battling all this cold. I'm in Los Angeles, so when I hear 75 degrees below zero, I don't even know how to fathom that kind of temperature and that kind of wind chill. So it seems really, really dangerous. A lot of crews are trying to help restore power and try to get people into shelters so that everybody makes it through this.
Well, I just was saying before we went on the air in this hour, I got a note from a friend of mine that I work with in Minnesota, told me that at the moment the wind chill factor there is 50 below zero, and you go out in that and you can. If you have any moisture on your lips, any moisture in your nostrils, you're not covered up, freeze instantly, and you won't be able to breathe in that circumstance. So,
with asthma, that just freaks me out.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Just cold weather as it is activates my asthma, and so, yeah. Oh, I can't even imagine being in weather like that.
Ugh. Buckle up your overcoat when the wind is free. So the essence of all of this is that people are onto, here we have global warming and all that other stuff. I think we've talked about that enough lately. Frankly, some of you may or may not have memory back to February of 2015, which is when I stopped milking on the farm because of what happened in that snowstorm where there were 11 feet of snow that had gathered since the 1st of January. We had one storm after another. There were 5-6 storms, each of them a couple of feet, and the snow on the level was 11 feet. We had 30-foot drifts, and we had piles that were 40, 45 feet where snow was piled up, the cows area, the feedlot, the shelter area where the cows were outside became so difficult to maneuver in. We were getting feed to the cows, but their feet, because, you know, they're stepping in the manure, and the manure freezes almost as it hits the ground, and their feet, some of them froze to the ground. their bags where the milk was were frostbitten, and eight of them died. And that was the end of it for me. So I shipped the cows down to another farm in Pennsylvania. But three
that must
guys
happen all the time.
Quit.
If you think about it, like in
some areas,
northern states, you know. You don't think about that, but
The point about the temperatures that came out of that story, we had for 3 days in a row. I was in California, and my guy Joe sent me a picture each morning of the temperature reading on his truck, and it was minus 32, 34, 37, and you just can't, you don't sustain things like this or that kind of an operation without some casual. I just didn't, whether it was the cows meant too much to me, I don't know what, I just said, without giving it any real thought, we're done. And so there are a lot of people who get into those circumstances. And you can't really, what can you do about it? Mother Nature, you can't do a thing about it. This weather is coming directly from the North Pole, more directly than Santa Claus coming from the North Pole. This is coming from the North Pole. The jet stream is flowing in such a way that it's pushing the storms that are on the East Coast out to sea and then allowing that vacuum. Mother Nature hates a vacuum, so all of that air that's up there is getting sucked down from Idaho pretty much across. And there was quite a bit of snow. Wondering about Atlanta on Sunday. What's the latest on the situation or what they expect to be the weather in Atlanta? And the situation also with people who are driving because they don't want to pay $1,000 to fly on Delta down to Atlanta from Boston. What do the drivers face? Anybody seen any reports on that?
I haven't seen anything about the drivers. I do know that they're in sunny conditions in Atlanta and clear.
Yeah.
So obviously they're going to have
62 on Sunday. They'll be fine.
Yeah, 62 degrees on Sunday. Oh, it's 24 degrees there right now. So they'll be okay.
Yeah, most of this is blowing out. It's just about freezing here where I am on the farm this morning. But tomorrow at this time, it'll be maybe 13, 14, 15 degrees, and then it'll go up on Friday, and it'll be warmer on Saturday. That's the way this stuff works.
I don't know how it's so much colder here. With the wind chill, it's 6 degrees here right now in New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't
have It's the first time it's warmer in Massachusetts than
Well, if you
here.
Look at the if you look at those the maps that the weather people have, or you can just go to Weather Channel or to AccuWeather, and you can see what. Matter of fact, I was just going to look on my. Here I am. How about the. You ladies are going to be very impressed with this. I have my iPhone, and I'm clicking on the weather. Here it is. Yeah. Oh, this one. Now, see, I use AccuWeather on my computer, and I have the Weather Channel on my phone. And the Weather Channel says tomorrow at this time will be 18 degrees, up to 40 over the weekend. And
it's the next 48 hours that we need to get through.
Yeah, you know,
we're
yeah.
under snow and yeah, wind advisory, and yeah, that's the next. That's and then after that we'll be okay.
Yeah, we got some snow yesterday, and I really thought that today was just supposed to be the cold day. But I'm also looking at my Weather Channel app, and it's supposed to be -9 with the wind chill tomorrow morning, which
yeah,
we just don't really get here. Well,
yeah.
You guys might not see me tomorrow. I might just stay in bed.
Nice. That's cute.
Jeez.
Very lovely. All right, so that's the weather situation, the football situation. I guess we've got that under control. Pretty much everybody knows the Patriots are going to win. And other than that, what else? Jennifer, you have a counter to that?
No.
It'd be great if the Rams win. An upset, you know?
Because, you know, I think that the Rams are great. I think the Patriots are great. But I actually like the Patriots better than the Rams, to be honest.
Really?
I know that's kind of in the face of my hometown team. I hope the Rams win. I think it would be good for L.A., but I won't be sad. I love Tom Brady. I love Gronk. I'm one of the few people in the country that likes the Patriots. So, no, you can't get me. I'm sorry. I wish I could tussle with you on this one, but, no, we'll wait till the Dodgers face off against the Red Sox again.
Why? Okay,
then
you want to tussle?
Then
she'll bring her fighting words, is what
you're saying.
All right,
so let's have a fight. You ready for a fight? John Bolton and his notes.
Unless you tell me he's great, there'll be no fight here.
Well, the 5,000 troop memo.
Yeah, of course. That was on his legal pad?
Yeah. Well, how did it get from his legal pad into the Twitter sphere?
That's what
I would like to know. Say what?
A Zoom lens.
From
it wasn't
whom?
Even that much of a Zoom. It was just, you know.
He just had it. He brought his notepad to the podium, and one of the reporters zoomed in on his notepad. And so he took a picture of it, and then they blew it up, and then that's what's caused the big Twitter controversy, saying that there was something written on his notepad that said 5,000 troop deployment to Venezuela.
So he was asked if it meant whether or not we were planning to send troops to Venezuela or to their neighbors, and he said all options are on the table, which is his usual round of BS. I wouldn't trust him any further than I can throw him, but that brings around.
The thing. I think that it's only wise to know what your options are. And in fact, I would tell you that any country on earth, that we already have options that are already built for every scenario that people can think of at the Pentagon. That's their job. Their job is to think through every scenario so that we're not taken by surprise. So I think to say that he's being phony about that, I think is crazy.
No, I'm not saying he's being a phony. No, I didn't mean that to be the case. I think he's just a phony in general. But in this circumstance, it appears that they are, as you've suggested, discussing this as an option. So what is our interest? Why would we send troop deployments to Colombia to do what?
It wouldn't be Colombia. That's not what they're talking about, Venezuela.
No, but where are the troops going? They're not going to land in Venezuela. They're going to have to be stationed. They're going to have to be set up somewhere.
I think he knows that to Colombia. That's where the Colombia thing came into it. I think he had Colombia written on his notepad. That's where the...
Right. So I think there are a couple of things. People are probably just trying to read into what he wrote on his notepad. I'm far less interested in his scribbles. I think the problem in Venezuela is a big one. And if we had to get involved, a humanitarian crisis would probably dictate us to send a small number of troops to try to provide order to the country, because it's getting ready to flip. The new president, the one that we're recognizing, is Juan Guaido. And
but why is it in our interest to do this? There are a lot of countries that have these same circumstances.
I think you'll see that President Trump doesn't want to interfere in anything, but there are a lot of factions at play here. China and Russia are begging us not to do this because they're so deeply tied, in Cuba also, so deeply tied to the government of Venezuela. They're using it for money. This is a very, very rich and wealthy country that some of the people we don't want to line up with are making a lot of money from. So there could be reasons... Mm-hmm. From China, from Russia, from Cuba, that would cause us for some reason to go in there. I would say that I don't think that we will. Certainly, I think that we are trying to help give legitimacy to the president that we're recognizing over Maduro. But if the troops go in, I would imagine it would be for the far greater scope and picture rather than just what's happening inside of Venezuela.
There'll be a lot of discussion and probably argument about this back and forth, speculation, postulation, but I found it interesting, and I knew that it would have we'd have a little bit of a tussle, and so we did. And now we can think about it a little bit more, see what develops. Meanwhile, let's talk about what's developing in your body, more specifically, what's developing in your intestine. Does it need a cleanse? Do you even know what's going on? You burp, and you got a lot of gas from both ends. Maybe that means there are parasites, organisms that live off of your body. That's where Life Change Tea comes in, a unique blend made from all-natural ingredients. Special formulas help support you with the problems like indigestion, acid reflux, bloating. Would you believe I'm giving this to my darling Daisy May? She got some she got Life Change Tea yesterday to get rid of the problems that she's having. She had a little liver problem and kidney problem as well. This helps normalize your system. It's almost the probiotic effect of cleansing things out that do not belong in your system. You can use it for you, use it for your pet, use it for your loved ones. GetTheTea.com is the only way you can get Life Change Tea. It's a way to maintain your health or to bring your health back into the place it needs to be, because it cleans all of the intruders out of your body. The tea is all natural, all organic. Comes from the good old U.S. of A. So go to GetTheTea.com, order Life Change Tea, and if you use the DJV code, you will not have to pay for the shipment. It's great. Really, really fabulous. Cleanse everything. Have a beautiful outlook on the day. Go to GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Don't forget, there could be an old lover in her memory. If you need her so much more.
Now you're not listening to the wave. Oh, that's where you would hear this song, those waves, sort of easy, smooth jazz stations. James Ingram, mainstay of those radio programs and those music shows, has passed away at the age of 66. Collected a couple of Grammys and a pair of number one hits over his decades-long career. He had a battle with cancer and lost it. News was shared via Twitter by his creative partner, Debbie Allen. Quote, I've lost my dearest friend and creative partner, James Ingram, to the celestial choir. He'll always be cherished, loved, and remembered for his genius, his love of family, and his humanity. I'm blessed to have been so close to him. We will forever speak his name. So Ingram, if you remember, I think you remember the sound, and most of the songs are pretty familiar that he had that were very popular. Collected a couple of Grammys during his career. Song 100 Ways won the Best Male R&B Performance in 81. And his duet with Michael McDonald won Best R&B Performance by a Duo or a Group in 84. He was also nominated for back-to-back original songs, Oscars songs, movie songs, in 93 and 94 for co-writing The Day I Fell in Love from Beethoven's Second. And Look What Love Has Done from Junior. He charted 9 hits, including a pair of number ones, Baby Come to Me with Patty Austin. That's the one I remember the most, I think. That was in 83, and Don't Have the Heart in 1990. Other big songs, including Just Once, Somewhere Out There with Linda Ronstadt. That was in 87. He also had hits as a songwriter, co-wrote Michael Jackson's top 10 hit PYT, that was Pretty Young Thing. That was also in the Thriller album, as well as songs recorded by the Pointer Sisters, George Benson, Ray Charles, and others. So the passing of James Ingram, something to be noted. Yeah, crank this up. This is very interesting, his mind and variety. He's a good singer, good performer, good writer. So James Ingram at 66. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug with a focus on Maroon 5. the big halftime show at the Super Bowl this weekend. It seems they have donated $500,000 to the Big Brothers and Big Sisters, teamed up with the NFL and Interscope Records for that award, Big Brother, Big Sisters of America. Adam Levine said, quote, "Playing the Super Bowl has been a dream of our band for a long time. We thank the NFL for the opportunity, and also to them, along with Interscope Records, for making this donation to Big Brother, Big Sisters, which will have a major impact for children across the country." Spokesperson for Big Brothers Big Sisters confirmed the donation. It's connected to the NFL's Inspire Change Social Justice Initiative, but they don't have any real details available on how the funds will be spent. Probably haven't figured that out yet. And they're focused there on recruiting more male volunteers, as the majority of young people on the waiting list are boys. They're hopeful that the partnership with the NFL will help in this goal. I belonged and worked with Big Brothers and Big Sisters when I was in Cincinnati.
It's such a great organization.
A good organization, yeah.
I applied a couple years ago to be a Big Sister, and basically they said, thanks, you're approved, but we don't need you. We really need men. So if you have any male friends, if you have any male friends or a brother that wants to do it, it's a shame, but more men have got to get involved with this. It's so important for young boys.
Yep, it is. Boys and girls
who
need
don't have a father figure,
great role
especially.
Model, but more often than not, the constituency they serve, the fathers have hit the road, and they don't look back, a lot of them. So these kids, these men, young boys, need a man. You need influence on both sides in order to grow up well and healthy. So good for them, and it's a good time for the attention to be paid to them. 28 after the hour, speaking of time.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now, 888-710-2437.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. As historic low temperatures and wind chills grip the Midwest, Chicago's mayor says late yesterday everybody in his city should just stay inside for the next few days.
The temperatures tomorrow and Thursday are not to be taken lightly. These are actually a public health risk.
Schools close today and tomorrow in Chicago, where wind chills are expected to fall to minus 60. This coldest weather in a generation, leaving 6 people dead already in the Midwest. And it's headed also towards the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic.
He failed at business, and now I think it's fair to say he is failing at government.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, referring to President Trump as he visits New Hampshire. He's considered entering the 2020 race, but so far hasn't formally declared a candidacy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Upside Down Thinking is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen here, Mr. Antidote, as opposed to anecdotes. There are both antidotes and anecdotes here, kind of like Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and Little Lambsy Divey. Know that song, ladies? Victoria's here. Jennifer, Kara, Little...
Are we speaking
English
anymore?
I have no idea what talk you're about.
Really? You don't know that song?
Nope.
No, this is Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes. And Little Amzy Divey, Kiddly Divey Doo.
You sound like yogurt from Spaceballs. Upsy Dozy, Upsy Daisy. Like, I don't know what you're saying right now.
No, I want to sound like Pizza the Hut.
you were very close.
Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs instead of Jabba the Hutt.
Victoria
it was
just watched it.
Did she?
I love that. Yeah, we love that movie.
How often do you watch it?
It was on and we watched it. So whenever it's on, we watch it.
Yeah, silly stuff. All right. You have silly stuff for us, serious stuff, Victoria? What's going on?
Not silly. It's pretty serious stuff, but it does come from the world of entertainment. I don't know if you've seen this story yet, but the hit show on Fox called Empire
The star, Jussie Smollett, has been the victim of a hate crime attack in Chicago, and this took place at 2 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday morning, and the Chicago Police Department confirmed that he was involved in a racially charged assault and battery. He was walking down the street, two white guys, just to set the stage, he's black and he's openly gay. Two white guys wearing ski masks approached him, started yelling horrible racial and homophobic slurs at him. They recognized him from the show Empire, and then they started beating him up. And at one point, they put a noose around his neck while they poured an unknown chemical substance on him. He later told police he believes that it was bleach. He sustained a fractured rib in the altercation. He fought back. And I guess there was a witness somewhere who helped him after the fact, and the two men in the masks yelled, "This is MAGA country," before they ran away. That's the Make America Great Again.
Well, I do want to say, I've read a story about that, and the police have not confirmed that they did say that. This is an awful hate crime, but the news media is reporting that that was what was said. The police have not confirmed that that's indeed the case.
I think Jussie confirmed that, though.
Like I said, I just read a story a couple minutes ago. In any case, there's no excuse for it. Whatever he said, they could have said Santa Claus is great. There's no excuse for what happened. That's disgusting.
So they have no, unfortunately, they have no suspects, and all they know it's two white guys in ski masks. So I don't know if they're ever going to catch them, but it's just horrible.
The reality is that there have been people who have used this as an excuse, and the fact that it gets blamed on Donald Trump, who wants to make America great again, that's his slogan. Okay, that's fine. People have, for whatever the reason, I don't know, probing down into it, maybe this is naivete on my part, why it is that they use this as an excuse to further their own hatred. What is there? What sort of opening did they think they've gotten from Trump? Maybe some of his other supporters, maybe some people who are far on the right have been supportive of Trump. But where does whatever Trump has done fit into this any more than what Chuck Schumer may have done or said? How does that play into some of the liberties that have been taken by people on the extreme left? Not that they do stuff like this, but anything. Where people take such liberties with stuff, and then they always feel like they have to blame somebody. There's always a blame. These two men are to blame for this, and nobody else. And nothing. Sorry, I don't want to. Well, no, I'm not sorry. I think that this whole business, this is a very diverse country. We have deep roots in lots of different areas. And to think that it's all, I was just reading something, actually, that sort of fits into this business. We've had some trouble here in my hometown of Framingham with hate crimes, same kind of stuff that we're talking about. And I think you can find pockets of this all over the country. In other words, north, south. Boston, frankly, is one of the most racist cities on the planet and continues, has been and continues to be, where people get that, the notion that they're better than somebody else. That has to be something that's learned. There's an attitude that comes of superiority. Here in town, there's a big to-do about the police force not representing the community. After the mayor, city of the state, the other night, talking about how we're going to make our city reflect the population. Well, we have 68,000 people who live here. 73% are white. 7.8% are Asian. 6.7% are black. 5% are American Indian. 4% are Hispanic or Latino. And so somebody did a study of the police department, and they were 80% white instead of 73%. They make a big... So we're 73% white. The police force is 80%. There are 100 people on the police force. I think that we're getting carried away with some of this stuff, looking at numbers, justify positions because of it. And so this comes out, and there's an attitude. Frankly, I was at the mayor's address the other night. She's black, and the whites in the audience were in the minority. There were a lot of constituents, people who have lived in Framingham for a long time that I know, who have been rallied around, because when somebody, that sort of reminds me when Obama ran, people who hadn't voted, who were admittedly not loyal, not faithful voters, but they were black, and so they got out to vote for Barack Obama just because he was black. Where does it say that just because your skin is a different color, you're more qualified?
But
or
how
because
are you know? But how do you know what was in their head when they were voting? I'm only playing devil's advocate here, but like, it's very easy. There are a lot of white people who made that same statement. Oh well, black people came out and voted for Barack Obama.
Well, I only know the people. I'll answer your question by saying the people that I know personally.
They admitted they only voted for him because he was black.
I knew them personally. They were my friends. They hadn't ever voted in their lives.
Yeah, but,
and they went to vote because they were voting for Obama.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean just because he was black.
Right,
maybe they never felt motivated by someone before.
Right. You'd be naive. You'd be naive
now. Doug, I'm trying to have a conversation with you. So
I'm
going to
have a conversation.
Don't just
I'm
say
just
I'm
saying.
Naive. I'm saying that as a woman, maybe I've never fully identified with someone who's in office before. And so,
until
maybe, but that means I know a lot of women who voted for Hillary because she was a woman.
Okay,
that was the only reason they voted for her.
But,
yeah, but
that's not just it. It's because maybe you're inspired by that woman because you see your own reflection
maybe
in that person.
These
that's,
people, that wasn't the case because I knew them too well to know. Maybe others, yeah, maybe that was the case. But in this circumstance, it's like people vote for... Why do they vote for Trump?
Well, wait, well, I don't understand. I'm lost how we got to this point when we're talking
we're
about...
off after this guy because he was black and he was gay.
Yeah,
they
well,
feel
apparently
empowered,
the whole cast now has... They film in Chicago, and I know what you're saying about the empowered thing, but the whole cast now has to have security guards, and the police department said they have all
you know what they should do?
I think the bigger story here, though, the one that we're not talking about, is what the heck is going on in Chicago? They are the murder capital of the United States. They have all of this kind of stuff going on. It seems to me we need to look at the leadership of Chicago and see what is going on within the city that fosters people like this, that fosters people that are killing people. In their own community, that you have to look for the deeper seated problem, and I would say it's a glaring one. I mean, it's obvious. Chicago is horrifying. It's corrupt. There are a lot of great people living in and around Chicago, and they deserve better leadership than what they're getting.
Well, Dick Wolf, who produces all those Chicago shows that started out with Law and Order in New York and then moved to Chicago, said that the reason he went to Chicago is because of this, and because the reputation of the city has suffered because of all of the rumors or the suggestion that it wasn't a safe place, the city of Chicago made it easier for him. And I don't know this, but I'm going to assume because they made it easy for Wolf, they made it cheap with all kinds of incentives for Empire to be filmed. It could be, is Empire something that's Chicago specific, or could it be shot any place? I don't know because I haven't seen the show. I mean, Empire I'm talking about. I haven't seen that show. I don't know that much about it, except that it has a great reputation and has great stories. It just didn't happen to have a storyline that I was intrigued by, but, you know, it's something Chicago is reckoning with in a way that, but you fix your problems. The only reason these people went there, it's interesting that they would say that, is because they offer them incentives to go because Chicago has such a bad name. This whole thing about Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD came out of the city of Chicago wanting to create a better image for itself using national television as a way to do it. So they were the ones who incentivized. Could you do that show in Des Moines or do it in Denver? You can have Denver Med and Denver PD. And Denver, you know. But there's something, you're right, Jennifer, there's something going on in Chicago that is indicative, however, of the same kind of sickness that the country has.
Black Americans are under attack in this city from not only people in their own culture, right, but also now from people like this, from scumbags like this who think they're taking it upon themselves to go clean the streets. It's disgusting. Yeah. And this is a very liberal-leaning city that should be doing better than this. And they're not. They're the worst one on the at least in our country, please. I don't
I saw
know.
Rahm Emanuel on at some
change.
Mayor's.
Well, a lot of people are. He's not even running again because he's totally ineffective. So someone who gets it, it's such a huge task. I don't even know. I don't even know where to begin.
Why would you want it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's such a beautiful city. It's such a shame.
It's a great city.
It's
I love
one of
Chicago.
Our most beautiful
and the
beautiful
people
cities.
That live there, my family, my grandparents, well, my grandfather was born in the city of Chicago. My grandmother was born in the suburbs. The people there are really, for the most part, the salt of the earth. They're not these people that are walking the streets throwing bleach on black people.
I had an
it's
opportunity.
Too bad.
I had a job offer in the 80s to go run WBBM, which is CBS station in Chicago. At the time, and I went there and looked at departments, and it was just fabulous to look and see the culture. I don't know. I just think Chicago is fabulous, but it's got a real problem. And is it, you know, I was talking about diversity here in my hometown. Is this a problem everywhere? And is it part of the growing pains of us realizing that we are a melting pot? We've always been a melting pot. Well, some people say we were a melting pot. Others say we were a mosaic. I'm not sure what the proper, whether we are both or maybe one. Melting pot is warming, welcoming, and I don't know that a mosaic is. But it's a picture. It's a snapshot of what we have here. And as I said yesterday, we were talking about that poll of people around the world, of all the folks who would want to leave their country and come someplace. Of the 152 countries where the poll was taken, 20% of them said they want to come here. If they didn't live in the town or city or state or country they lived in, they were given a choice, where would they go? They'd come here. And I guess there are a lot of reasons for that. But there still is, we've got some real warts and moles. And these two guys, the cowards that they are with ski masks and stuff, yeah.
And apparently he had been getting death threats, too, sent in the form of, like, it looks like ransom notes with MAGA written on it, and it looks like a child's drawing, and they called him all kinds of homophobic slurs, and it's just, these two guys have probably been the same ones targeting him, and it's just it's horrible. Now the whole, the whole cast, they can't even do their job without bodyguards.
If I were on that cast, I'd say, okay, I'd get together all of them. You want to keep the show going? Get it out of Chicago. Bring us to L.A. or someplace where we don't have to worry about.
Why should that all have to change? Because these two people.
Emmanuel and the police department can't seem to control things. So you pay the price and lose a major contributor economically to the city because you don't know how to run your damn city. Why should they benefit from being there when all the cast members are going to be upset and not doing their best work because they're worried around, every corner of out in the city, they can't be themselves. Yeah, what a horrible way to live. Who'd want to live there? I wouldn't want to live there now.
No,
never.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. All right, speaking of the television show, Jennifer, you got a couple quick tips on what's on tonight?
A couple of things. TV's back after the invisible State of the Union address last night. Investigation Discovery has In Pursuit with John Walsh tonight at 10 o'clock. New mysteries will be explored. The Viking season finale airs on History tonight at 9 o'clock. Storage Wars has their season finale on A&E. That's at 10:30. The networks are back, all new on ABC. The Goldberg starts at 8. 8:30 is Schooled. Modern Family and Single Parents at 9. And The Match Game at 10. CBS is back with Big Brother Celebrity Edition at 8. Followed by A New Criminal Minds at 10 o'clock on the CW. Riverdale and All American are new at 8 and 9. And Fox has Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. That's new at 8, followed by a new episode of The Masked Singer at 9 o'clock.
Don't forget our podcast every day. Great stuff. DJVShow.com on demand 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Past the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program for this Wednesday. iPhone first in focus here, Victoria. What are they doing with this? Well,
this is a bad
Big
one.
Brother and company, right?
Yeah, so if you have FaceTime, if you use FaceTime on your iPhone or on your iPad, or even if you use FaceTime on your laptop, you may want to disable it until Apple gets this whole thing under control. What happens is there is a newly discovered bug that if somebody calls you on FaceTime or using FaceTime and you look at your phone and you say, "Oh, it's my boss and I don't want to talk to my boss right now." Well, the bug actually lets the person who's calling you not only hear you and hear what you're doing and spying on you wherever you are with your phone, but in some cases, people can actually see you through the camera. So if someone's calling you and you don't want to answer the phone call, they can see you not answering the call, and they can hear whatever you say. So if you say, "Oh, well, that's my boss. I don't feel like talking to him right now." Well, your boss just heard that. So this is a major bug. It's also in the new feature, which is the group FaceTime. That's also affected by this. And so most of the tech experts who have been dealing with this are saying if you go to your settings, just turn FaceTime off completely. Right now, because we don't really know the full extent of spying. This obviously leaves a lot of room for hackers.
How would it have been installed? Is it installed in the factory? Or somebody randomly choosing your phone?
What? Well, no, FaceTime is, it's an app that comes built into your iPhone.
Yeah,
I
use it all the time for Miles. Call Miles
right.
All the
so
time.
If anyone else wants to, if they have your cell phone number, if anyone else wants to FaceTime you, they can essentially they can eavesdrop on what you're doing. And if your camera is faced the right way, if your phone is faced the right way, they can watch what you're watching. And so this, the bug was actually discovered by a 14-year-old kid who was playing video games and using the group FaceTime feature.
nature. And he found, he discovered that. He told his mom. His mom reported it to Apple over a week and a half ago. And Apple apparently did nothing about it. Now it's gone completely. Everybody knows about it now. And in most cases, people are just turning FaceTime off. And so if you have a MacBook or any kind of, even if you use a desktop Mac computer, you may want to just disable it. Apple has said that they will be issuing a bug fix for this by the end of the week. But we haven't heard anything about it yet. So I think
how
it might
would
be
a
safer.
Bug fix? What, do they just automatically fix it without you having to do anything? Is that what happens?
Yes, you'll have to. Yeah, it'll probably either be an automatic update if you have that set to do it automatically, or you may have to download their the bug fix. But this is affecting all iPhones, iPads, and any Apple PC or any Apple desktop that's running iOS 12.1 or newer. So that's pretty much everybody on who has an iPhone is caught up in this now. So just be really, really careful. If you use FaceTime, just know that there are so many security issues with it right now.
Right. All right. So that's that story. Let's move over to Apple now and find out what the Apple App Store is offering.
The Geek Out.
The odd marriage of using Microsoft Office applications on a Mac has always been difficult, especially after Microsoft bundled them into 365 and began selling subscriptions. Now, Apple appears to have made this easier with the recent overhaul of the Apple App Store. So instead of having to go download the applications from Microsoft separately and then manually updating all the frequent updates, Apple users can now grab the latest version of Office from the Apple App Store, install them on their macOS device, and all future updates are handled as normal. Additionally, subscription fees can now be run through an iTunes account. We've posted information about Microsoft Office 365 in the Apple App Store on Twitter at TheGeekOut.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, let's see what else we have technologically speaking, Victoria. BuzzFeed seems to be in the focus.
Lots of buzz from BuzzFeed. So on Friday, they laid off seven more people. They've been going through big rounds of layoffs. And one of the people that they laid off is a guy named Jason Sweeten. Now, he was, his title was creative manager and senior creative lead for quizzes. And everybody loves BuzzFeed quizzes. So what he did to get back at BuzzFeed, he created a new quiz. And it's called, Do You Still Have a Job at BuzzFeed? And so he put this, he actually posted it on BuzzFeed's site so that other employees who were still there could actually determine whether or not they might still have a job. This went viral, and of course, everyone's calling him a hero, and I don't know if BuzzFeed's going to allow other people to be posting on their platform anymore after this, but it looks really bad for BuzzFeed.
All right, they better get some innovative approaches to keeping their business going, or they're going to be Squatsky.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.